This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Somewhere in the bowels of the city that never sleeps.
Kevin McCullough, radio host with Failing Media.
Is a man also not sleeping.
Syndicated radio talk show host Kevin McCullough.
And that guy would like a word with you.
Many of you know him from as Nostradamus.
Of course that Kevin show is going to be great. The only thing that could be greater, of course, would be that Donald show. But we don't have that, so we have that Kevin show.
Featuring the music of Dick Tunney and the Dream in Color Orchestra. Still to come, she's a mom for America. Taking action, Kimberly Fletcher. She is not Celine Dion doing stand-up, Frances DiLorenzo. And they still haven't found what they're looking for, and it's been a while. You two, back in the spotlight. And now, from Times Square, which may or may not be the home of Taylor Swift's bejeweled anti-hero style torn shorts that are never, ever, ever getting back together, here's Fat Kevin!
Well, thank you, Dave. Kids, did you see the story? Speaking of Taylor, Travis Kelce's mom asked, Mrs. Kelce, what was it like to be in the box with Taylor Swift? You know, the magical owner of all the universe that we're just living in while everybody else has become a zombie buying all of her stuff and singing all of her songs. And Mrs. Kelce said, it was just okay. Here we go. For Assignment Desk Weekend, I'm Kevin McCullough. On Thursday this week, the Biden administration waived 26 laws and announced that after allowing more than 6.9 million aliens into the country, which is the equivalent or exceeds the population of 32 actual individual states and is more than the combination of 8 states' populations put together, and after railing on the deep bigotry that the border walls represent, the administration announced it had plans to build 17 miles of border wall. When asked about the insanely hypocritical double standard, Karine Jean-Pierre, the press secretary for the administration, said, "Oops." In the ongoing civil trial in New York against former President Donald Trump, New York Attorney General Letitia James, smiling in this picture for just having won the "Hey, Hey, Hey!" Fat Albert sound-alike contest, made an unconventional move in the incredibly public ordeal. She took to social media on Thursday to release a video she had previously pledged not to. Claiming to do so was a needed therapeutic step, she explained. We might add, the following is very graphic. Roll the video. Sadly, now I think I need therapy for having seen it. Speaking of those needing therapy, Hillary Clinton, pictured here, snapping her fingers and muttering, "Missed him by that much," having just tossed a lamp past her husband's head, she called for a formal deprogramming of Trump supporters while speaking on CNN to all 8 of the viewers that they have. Claiming she wasn't attempting to censor expression, she proceeded to refer to Trump supporters as insane and extreme, which in her mind was a big improvement over what she called them in 2016, which was deplorable. And in a perfect example of government's efficiency, ethics, and effectiveness, a woman named Madeline Michelle Carthen is nearing 16 years of fighting with the government to prove that she's alive. The government insisting that her Social Security number belongs to someone who is deceased. Because, That's how it goes. Even if you're alive and you're arguing with the person in the government who says you're dead, if the government says you're dead, you're dead. Or something. 10 members of the Roanoke College's university's swim team are speaking out for fairness after a biological male attempted to join this year. Now, some may remember when Leah Thomas joined the University of Pennsylvania's women's swim team after swimming in the men's division for that school for 3 years. In his 1 year swimming with the girls, the 6'5" dude shattered several records en route to becoming the NCAA Female Athlete of the Year before announcing that he was transitioning back to male swimming. Because, you know, this whole thing is all about advancing women's rights. A book club in California has finished its first book, taking nearly 28 years to complete. Finnegan's Wake took its author, the famous James Joyce, 17 years to write. The book club began reading it in 1995. The novel was Joyce's final work and is notoriously hard to read. The club would read one page at a time, then have 2 hours of discussion each week. When asked how the club settled on its very torrid pace, a representative from the book club said, "Well, we wanted to at least read faster than Congress." A new study claims yelling at children stunts their development in various areas of life. Assignment Desk Weekend and Kevin McCullough concur with the study. After all, my mom yelled at me a lot, and she stunted my desire to steal, talk back, run with the wrong crowd, or take up criminal enterprise in general. Imagine how it'd have turned out if only she had ever used her inside voice. And finally, she's the mastermind. With torn jean shorts, bejeweled, in a classic anti-hero style. Featuring tears in the fabric that are never, ever, ever getting back together. Taylor Swift was caught wearing the product of her champagne problems while still in her lavender haze this past Sunday at MetLife Stadium in New Jersey. She flaunted the cruel summer apparel as she cheered on her new lover. When asked where she got them, she refused to answer, claiming the matter was delicate. Assignment Desk Weekend has uncovered the cost. The shorts run $700 a pair. And that's Assignment Desk Weekend.
We are morally and ethically obligated to name our pets after our favorite SEC team. This dog right here is our pride and joy. His name's Peyton. This right here is our Lord and Savior, Bear Bryant. This is the only dog we've ever had. This right here is Manziel. This right here is our dog, Stetson. She qualified to be put down about 2 years ago, but somehow she's still here. We've tried it all. We've done our favorite coach, our favorite player, Heisman winning quarterback, announcer, we've done a play-by-play guy, we've done an assistant coach, we used to have an old dog named Fulmer, rest in peace, he was a little heavy. We named our pet Reno, get it, Petrino, yeah, she ended up running off with one of the other dogs in the neighborhood, there she is, been having some neck problems too. This dog right here, we named her Kick Six. This right here is my favorite pet. Obviously, her name is Spur.
We're going to win the SEC West.
Saban, Husky, Julio, Amari, Bryce, Tua. He's had some head injuries, but he'll be fine. Quincy, Stafford, Deuce. Dooley, Munson. Ricked, Bobo. I mean, like a Sam? I mean, come on, I can't name a dog Jadavian. We live in South Carolina. Mississippi State. Shoot, we're mad we can't name our pets after Confederate generals anymore. This dog right here is named Cam Newton. People think she just randomly chose this household, but
What people don't know is we paid a lot of money to get you to red. We turned in.
Burrow! Come here, Burrow!
South Carolina, we've had some nice pets over the years. Unfortunately, most of the state's best pets go to Clemson, so...
Say Atlanta and Georgia.
Football?
We have a football team?
This right here is our dog, Jimbo. We're kind of stuck with her now, aren't we? You know, it's cost too much to get her, and it feels like it would cost even more to get rid of her. I mean, at this point, we just named our dog career NFL backup, because, I mean, we got two pets, Archie and Eli. Shoot, my daughter wants to name our next dog Kiffin, but it feels like every spring we're scared he's going to run off. I mean, our dogs will run, but on the basketball court. Every Florida fan will tell you it's tough naming your pets after your favorite players. We've had one good one. This is Tebow.
Ready or not, we'll be right back.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I gotta tell you, I'm not too worried about, getting sick. And I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code KMC.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Now, back to that Kevin show with Kevin McCullough.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, my next guest is someone that I think is going to represent and speak for one of the most underrepresented, at least in the media, demographics that will be making their presence felt in this upcoming election. It's one of the reasons why I've been tracing a lot of the issues that they've been talking about. And there's more than just one organization that's doing this really good work. But it is an honor to welcome my next guest with us. She's the founder and president and CEO of Moms for America and Moms for America Action. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Kimberly Fletcher. Hello, Kimberly.
Hello. It is great to be with you here today.
Let's talk about... There seemed to be an almost imperceptible shift right after the last presidential election that when it seemed to be a declaration of war, if you will, on everyday moms that may not have even been all that political. What has happened in the last 3 years to mothers, how they think and how they respond to what the administration and the culture at large has been pushing?
Well, they're responding with anger and frustration, kind of scratching their heads going, what is wrong with you people? I mean, we see common sense and we don't understand why no one else has it. So as I talk to moms around the country, the main three things I hear is they feel like they are being completely ignored. They are trying to be usurped. They're trying to be replaced and they don't like it. They're very angry and they're looking for any angles that they can find to protect their children and make sure that their parental rights are respected.
And this has played out differently in different states. And Virginia is a place where it swept a governor into office and they've had some success, at least legislatively there. We're going to come back to Virginia in a second, but you've got states like California now that are wanting to criminalize moms who show up at school board meetings and simply disagree.
Yeah, that's a real problem. I'm actually in California this week and I spent a lot of time in California this summer because moms are just very hungry for what can we do? How can we be effective? And if you've seen the moms and dads, the parents in Chino who have come out and said, we're not going to take this. And this is crossing all divides because a motherhood is the great unifier. And when you protect your children and you care about your children, that's something that unites us all. And we have moms, I've met with moms in Los Angeles, I've met with Armenian moms, I've met with Muslim moms, Jewish moms, Christian moms, and we all are concerned about the same thing. So in California, they are really feeling like they're just being run over. And when you have, there's a bill out right now, SB 665, one number short of the devil bill, and that's what all the moms are calling it, because they're now saying that they can take their children away as young as 12 years old. They want to lower the age of consent to 12 years old and then say these children can consent to having their bodies mutilated or transitioning drugs, and the parents can't do anything about it. They can be emancipated. They can go live somewhere else. And there's nobody who's going to love these children or want to protect them like their parents. And for the government to step in and say, oh, we know better than you do, and these children who are too young to make these kind of decisions, the government is basically forcing them down a path, and all of the bullying and intimidation tactics that the schools and the communities are using to push them down that path is causing enormous amount of harm to our children, and that's why these moms are standing up and fighting back.
Well, they haven't, I've said this for a long time, the left, they're not really having that many children, and the ones that they want to experiment with and do all this kind of social engineering with are always those that belong to us, the people that are more traditional in our outlook. And I think by attacking particularly the bond between parent and child, the political aspirations of that side is really biting off, I think, way more than they can chew. But it's not showing up, Kimberly. It's not in polling. You don't see it widely reported in media. But your group's not the only one. Moms for Action is one, but there's Moms for Liberty, there's Concerned Women for America, there's so many different groups that are addressing this from this type of angle. What do you feel like the response is going to be, barring the current powers that be in places like the governor's mansion in California and the White House, stepping back and saying we are wrong and making a complete 180? What is the impact going to be on this election by the very constituency that you're speaking for?
Moms are going to determine this election, and that's the bottom line. We determined the election in 2021 in Virginia. We determined the election in Florida in 2022. And as I was going around the media after the 2022 election, I had all of these media outlets who were asking me, well, what happened to the red wave and what's the split vote? So there was no split vote. It was a flipped vote. And there was a red tsunami that came out as millions of moms who'd never voted flooded to the polls to vote for one office and went home, school board. Now we just need to move them up the ballot and help them see the other people that are representing them and that are going to protect their rights. And the reason why Florida did so well in the election and Governor DeSantis is because they'd already proven that that's what they're doing. The laws that they were passing, the champion that the governor had become in Florida, we're looking at him as like America's governor. And we had moms in several other states who are like, look, DeSantis is doing, do that. You know?
Yeah.
But we had a seat at the table in Florida. And we are now having a seat at the table across the board.
In Virginia the year before, as you just mentioned.
We did.
What largely swept Glenn Youngkin to power.
And there were moms who were of all political persuasions. I mean, we have a mom that lives up north in Northern Virginia, and right across the street from them, their kids play together, but they have diametrically opposed views on politics. And for work it out, they're first, you know. But during the elections, previous elections, they not only supported Democrat candidates like Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton, they held fundraisers for them in their you know, large homes. And in 2021, they had Youngkin signs in their front yard. Because you don't tell anyone that they aren't your kids.
Yeah, I think, like I said, they're way overstepping their boundaries. And when you come between a mother and a child, I mean, there's just something that God created about that bond that makes it unique. And it's just best if government not mess with it.
Dangerous place to be.
And it's not just California. Washington State, Michigan, there's a number of states that are putting forward legislation that either criminalize the act of protest at school council meetings or they're actually advocating for that emancipation of the child from the family that you were talking about earlier. And it's hard for me to wrap my head around the fact that we have anyone anywhere in America that advocates this. But Kimberly, it's not just in one or two spots. This is a mainline view of the progressive Marxists that are trying to, I guess they're just tired of traditional values thwarting their plans, and they can't go through the courts anymore because we've got a different type of judicial system. Thank you, Donald Trump. And so they're trying to go back and figure out, well, if we can't go through laws because we can't get them passed legislatively and we can't get courts to be activists to change them, then we just have to just go out and grab them ourselves on the state level. And that's what it appears that they're trying to do.
It's exactly what they're trying to do. And we have literally become their worst enemy, their biggest obstruction. Because when you start connecting all the dots of everything that they're doing, from the comprehensive sex education, the gender identity, the critical race theory, even as far as the environmentalist programs and the economic collapse, I mean, you start connecting the dots, and there is one objective: kill God and enslave the American people. And they're weaponizing our children to do it.
Let's take a break on that note. Kill God and take away children. That is exactly what they're trying to do. Kimberly Fletcher is my guest. We're coming right back with a very specific case that we're going to talk about. Stay here.
Ready or not, we'll be right back. That's Kevin.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The Defense Ministry says Turkish forces have neutralized 58 Kurdish militants with airstrikes in northern Syria following overnight attacks. Conflicts in the region have escalated nearly a week after a bomb attack in Ankara. The Kurdistan Workers' Party claimed responsibility for last Sunday's bombing that wounded two police officers and killed the two attackers. The U.S. Government Safety Agency, NHTSA, has said it is preparing for a recall of nearly 52 million airbag inflators that can rupture during deployment. This opens the door to the prospect of what could become another complicated decade-long repair of defective airbags in tens of millions of vehicles. The companies that put them in the cars argue a broad recall would be simply unprecedented considering just 7 isolated incidents have occurred. And the Powerball jackpot has climbed to $1.4 billion after no winner for 11 weeks. Tonight's drawing will be held at 10:59 p.m. Eastern Time. Skip Kelly, USA News.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Back to that Kevin show. Kevin McCullough.
Back from Times Square. Glad to have you with us. Kimberly Fletcher is my guest. She is the founder of Moms for Action and Moms for America and Moms for America Action, the policy side and the politically active side. And she is crisscrossing the country. Mother of 8. She's busy. She's got her life to live. Kimberly, this last week, and I was aware of this from a couple of different sources in advance, but Fairfax County they're just coming down and they're saying, we don't even care if it's state law. We're going to defy the parents in our district. We're not going to give them the opportunity to opt out. We're not going to let them object. We're going to basically hold their kids hostage, even though the state law has changed and all of the guiding, overarching, governing authorities say they can't do it. And yet this principal and administration is saying that they're going to do it anyway. That's a pretty defiant spine that they're trying to raise against you guys. What are the mothers of that district saying about it?
So they're obviously very upset. And the first thing they wanted to do was figure out what they can do about it. So they reached out to us. And we have different legal actions that we can take. We have hiring and firing processes that we can go through. So the first thing we have to do is we have to go to that Fairfax School Board. And we have to identify who is going to be protecting parental rights and putting the quality education of children before their politics. And then those who are not in that vein, can we move them towards there? And if we can't, then they need to be replaced. So that's the first objective. And here's one of the things about these laws that I always tell people, you need to start with the Constitution, you need to consider unintended consequences, and then you need to determine how are you going to enforce it. And that's one of the things that when you're passing legislation is very often overlooked. Hmm. And so I've already reached out to several of my friends who are in the Virginia legislature and asked them, what is the enforcement part of this law? Because we need to enforce it, and she needs to be fired. She needs to be removed from that school immediately because she's not only breaking the law, she's become a proven detriment and threat to our children. And she is going to completely ignore the safety procedures that we have put in place to protect our children. She has now become a threat to them, and she needs to be arrested.
And it's not like Virginia isn't familiar with some of the downsides of this, because they played around with this prior to the Youngkin election, and you had sexual assaults going on in school bathrooms where boys and girls were using the same bathroom. I mean, this was, it's one thing for them to say, well, we don't have the evidence or the research isn't final or all the rest of it. But Virginia has made this an exercise that they played around with prior, and it was bad.
They have purposely ignored the claims that parents have made, and I wish I could say that it's, you know, it's an isolated incident, but as you know, it's everywhere. This is happening in Florida and Texas, where we've worked hard to pass laws, and school districts, principals, sometimes teachers are just saying, yeah, whatever, we're just going to do whatever we want. And it goes beyond the principal. We need to make sure that we know what's actually happening in our children's classroom. And despite what the school district will tell you or the school will tell you, you have every right to monitor that classroom. You have every right to go in and look at the books in the school. Just go to the office, respectfully sign in, get a badge. And one of the things they'll tell you is, well, we don't have the staff to be able to accompany you and escort you through the school and the classroom. I'm a parent. If my child is in here, I can handle walking through the halls myself. And I think that we need, as parents, need to realize that we have got to take back control of our children's education. And if that means pulling them out of school, okay. If that means leaving them in school, we need to protect them. We need to stand up and be an advocate for them. Know what your children are learning in the classroom and make sure that the teacher is following the law as well as the principal.
Okay, there's people listening right now that are saying, you're speaking my language. I'm struggling with this in my school district, and you guys probably don't even know about our school district yet because of all these other high-profile cases. How do people access Moms for America and specifically help in this way with you guys?
They can come to momsforamerica.us. You go to the top menu bar and click on Empower Moms. The information is there. Call or email us directly. If you are having a problem legally, or you have the CPS is at your door, or you're being silenced, we can help you with all of those things. We have a series of legal firms that we use, and many of them do pro bono cases. So if you just start with momsforamerica.us, call us, email us. We're there to help you.
That is fantastic. Momsforamerica.us, not com. Make note of that, momsforamerica.us, and then click the Empower Moms tab at the top. Kimberly Fletcher, thank you for fighting such a valiant fight, and please come back. We will continue to rally and sound the alarm here, but without good boots on the ground, there's nothing that can be done from a TV screen or a radio microphone. So it's really important that we make sure that we get the information and have the groups capable of following up, and I'm grateful for what you guys are doing.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
You got it. Kevin McCullough coming right back from New York. Don't go away.
Ready or not, we'll be right back. That's Kevin.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Back to that Kevin show. Kevin McCullough.
To the Dry Bar comedy stage we go, and Francis DeLorenzo.
Comic's dream, right? Doing a comedy special in Utah for 50 sober people. In their fanciest hoodies ever. Oh, who knows? And some even put on their fancy baseball caps. How'd you pick that one out? You're like, this is a good one. Taping, you guys do it right. Wow, you're looking happy. Some people look a little confused. You're all staring at me like, when did Celine Dion start doing stand-up comedy? Everybody has been telling me I look like Celine Dion for years. Do I look like it every day? Celine Dion, and oh my gosh, I have to be honest, that makes me feel really like a little insecure because she hasn't been attractive since 1982. But thank you anyways. I wanted to look good for you guys. I did, so I got dressed up. I wore my grandma's favorite couch and combat boots. Oh my gosh, I'm like a fashion influencer, I think. I'm not sure. I'm working on it because I have like, I've only been on Instagram for 2 years and I already have 37 followers. Oh my gosh, I'm killing it. I know I have double that subscribers on YouTube. It's amazing. And when I figure out how to use TikTok, I'm going to kill it. I am going to be huge on TikTok. You guys don't sound like you're going to follow me. Anyway. So I am excited to be here. I don't even know how to get dressed anymore. I have been such a homebody for the last year and a half, right? And so it's now, it's like, you know, I'm trying to relearn everything. So I don't know if this looks good or not, but I have to be honest, I have mastered the homebody. I kind of love it, right? I love it. I got off the road. I stayed with my family for like a year and a half and it has been so good. It's not that I'm lazy. I am so into it. I like work out like crazy at home. I do. I swim 20 laps a day. In my jacuzzi, I jog 5 miles every other month, and so I'm killing it, right? And I even figured out how to do 10,000 steps without leaving the house. You just take your phone and you throw it in the dryer. Oh my gosh, one day I did 15,000 steps by accident, you know, because I didn't hear the buzzer go off, so I was like, oh man, I am so ahead of schedule. Look at that. But it has been so nice being with my family. It really has. I've gotten to know them so much better. And I just love that. Like, I didn't realize this, but my husband is my biggest supporter. He is for my career. Every single morning he calls my agent. I know without fail. He's like, oh my gosh, are the ships sailing yet? Are they sailing? I'll double your commission. Okay, fine. How about a raft? Can you book her on a raft? She kills on a kayak. Just get her out there. Get her out there. He is so sweet. I just love him. I am so lucky. And then I have 2 teenage boys. That is so fun to be at home with them constantly. Oh my gosh. And I probably shouldn't brag, but they are, both of them are gifted. Not one, both. Both are gifted. Like off the charts. And I mean, I didn't have them tested or anything. It's just that, I know. It's just that whenever I tell them something, they're like, I know. We know. No kidding. Who doesn't know that? Everybody knows that. Duh. You know, right? And I'm like, oh my gosh, you guys are so intelligent. You are. They are. They are so smart. They are so smart. I canceled my Google subscription. I'm like, you know, Google's not a subscription, sir. I'm just letting you know. It's actually free. But anyways, I have been having so much fun with them. I have. It's like, it's crazy. I got to know my husband better. Like I said, I did that. We did like a lot of different things. One thing I realized is my husband and I are like the opposites attract kind of couple. And it's worked out beautifully, right? Because we're yin and yang. But wow, I realized we don't even like the same TV shows. One night, I was laying in bed, and all of a sudden, he starts giving me a hard time. He's like, oh my gosh, all you do is watch crime shows. Right? He's like giving me, ladies, you like that? Yes, you're for you? Oh my gosh. Are you guys married? Yes. Oh, I'm obsessed. I watch Forensics Files, Dateline. I know, but my husband was giving me a hard time, just like you, shaking your head. He's like, all you do is watch crime shows. And at first I was like, okay with it, but then I got defensive. And I said, well, all you do is watch Survivor and Deadliest Catch. I know. I'm like, what's the difference? And he's like, well, the difference is you're taking notes. Oh my gosh, he seems so worried, so I tried to calm him down. I'm like, honey, would you relax? Here, have some Gatorade. It's a new flavor. It's very relaxing. Just take a little sip. You're going to love it. Just relax, honey. So silly. So silly. But we had fun as a family. We played traditional games. We played Monopoly, Yahtzee. My favorite was Hide and Don't Seek. Oh my gosh. I love that one. 2 weeks later, I open up a closet door, and there's my husband cowering in the corner. And I'm like, the closet. I never thought of looking in here. Oh my gosh, you're such a good hider. You are. Oh, you look thirsty. Have some Gatorade. Take a little sip. It's a new flavor. I love marriage. I do. I really do. And I keep saying that every day. Just keep it, you know, make sure it sounds authentic. That's what I'm doing. I do. I say that all the time. I love being with my family, but I'm also torn. I'm a little bit of a homebody, a little bit of go-getter. I'm a little bit of family, a little bit of, like, sometimes I want outside my family, right? Like, I had to take a little break from my family. I got so lonely. I'm a people person. I want to talk to somebody on the outside, right? And so, oh my gosh, one day I got so lonely, I took my spam calls. Have you guys ever done that? I'm serious. I'm like, hello? Yes, this is she. My computer. Oh my gosh, you're kidding me. You're kidding. Hold on a second before you go any further. Let me guess. I know that accent. India. Am I right? I knew it. Last week I got a call from Phil in the Philippines, and boy, are they having a tough go of it. Yeah, because a lot of them work on cruise ships, and me too. And no, not the hashtag me too. I'm fine. I work on the cruise ships, and that's what. Okay, you're right. You're the one that called. How are you? How's your mom? I've been thinking about her. How's she doing? That's great. Okay, you're right. Back to the computer. So could you help me figure this out? Like, is the virus in my computer or on my computer? Yeah, because if it's on my computer, I can totally take care of that. I have so much Lysol. I have sprays. I have gel. I have wipes. Yeah. But if it's in my computer, I could totally use your help. So you'll probably need my social security number. Yeah, and whenever you're ready, I'll give you my bank account and password, because I just want to help you help me, okay? So.
Francis DiLorenzo on That Kevin Show, coming right back.
Ready or not, we'll be right back. That Kevin.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I gotta tell you, I'm not too worried about, getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code, KMC.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's that cabin.
Ladies and gentlemen, once again,
You too.
Atomic City World Tour. Brand new music earlier tonight, a classic there from one of the most well-revered rock bands in history. Kevin McCullough, see you next week.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.